What levels of cheapness have astonished you? When I was a little kid, I used to spend summers at my grandparents' house, and one of my chores was to set the table before dinner every night. Whenever we were having company over for dinner, I was instructed to use the good napkins. That meant the napkins that didn't have restaurant logos printed on them. We only went to restaurants when my grandmother felt she could come out ahead of the deal, and there were many ways to accomplish this. She clipped coupons, of course, but that was kids' stuff. Anytime she did anything for someone, she'd get them to take her to dinner to return the favor. She had an enormous purse, which generally came back stuffed with napkins and food from the buffet. She didn't see much point in going to any restaurant that didn't at least have a salad bar. One year, when my mother and I offered to take her to dinner for her birthday, we ended up having to drive over an hour to get to a Sizzler she hadn't been banned from. At my local Dunkin' Donuts, you have to ask the workers specifically if you want a packet of sugar or sweet and low, or one of those little half-and-half containers, because the senior citizens in the area used to come in and take them all so that they wouldn't have to buy them in the store, and the workers had to take them all away. My 13-year-old daughter was invited to a small birthday party at a mediocre chain restaurant, Ruby Tuesdays, for her best friend. The girlfriend is here quite often and regularly eats dinner, breakfast, lunch, etc. if she's here, and sleeps over about twice a week during the summertime. She's been included to trips at the amusement park and water parks nearby. We have season tickets, but there's always something to eat, like funnel cakes. She comes to movies with us and the occasional trip to Dairy Queen, and I've never asked to be paid or have her pay her own way. We treat her as one of our own. Imagine my disgust when my daughter calls me from the restaurant bathroom, nearly in tears, telling me they've just told her that she'll have to pick up her own check, after dinner and dessert have been served. The check was $13. The father actually said separate checks to the waitress, but my daughter didn't know what that meant. She had a few bucks on her, but she was short about $5. The other girl's father told my daughter that she would have to stay and wash dishes or something, and got real ugly with her, like she'd misled them or something. I have the parents' cell phone numbers, and I called him and asked him real nice-like if he could spot her $10 until he brought her home, and I'd pay him back. He refused and made it like somehow my daughter and I were scamming him. He suggested that I call the front desk and square it away because they were leaving and were going to leave my daughter there if she couldn't pay, so he wouldn't have the cops chasing him down on his daughter's birthday. I did call the front desk and gave them my credit card, included a healthy tip, and told my daughter I'd be there to pick her up in 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. When I got there, this complete jerk was trying to get my daughter to leave with his family now that the bill was paid. His daughter was in tears. Needless to say, it got ugly. Good God, I've been all over the socioeconomic ladder of society and interacted with people on all of the rungs, and never once have I had a first-hand view to something like this. Don't be like this, people. My aunt and uncle were visiting with their two kids. My uncle asked me if I wanted to go to a Friendly's for ice cream. He bought himself and his two kids ice cream and then asked if I had money for myself. I was 9, so no, I didn't have money. He said, "Too bad," and started back towards his car. I realized he just needed me for direction. He's a frickin' butthead. My mum had a boyfriend that would pull the stems off cherries before purchasing them from the grocery store because he felt they'd weigh less without the stems and he'd get more for the money. My friend, who used to work at the supermarket, once told me about a customer who used to peel bananas before he bought them for the same reason. I mean, that's definitely unsanitary. A group of friends went out for dinner at a convention and several people had leftovers. When we returned, one of the people who had not been able to get dinner was bummed, so one of the diners said, "Well, I have some leftovers if you'd like them." "Oh, sure, thanks." "Okay, my meal was $10 and there's about half left, so you owe me..." No, I'm not kidding. And no, it wasn't me either. In the department where I work, I always have a small basket of candy, Jolly Ranchers, Tootsie Rolls, Lifesavers, out for my customers. Most are appreciative and ask, "Are these free?" and take one, maybe two, and thank me for the candy. Then there are some customers who just walk up and take handfuls of the candy. Once I had an older man dump the entire thing into his man purse, look straight at me, and walk out. When I was getting a flu shot once, I watched a really old guy in a wheelchair pocket like 20 hard candies, while the nurse set up his next appointment. It made my day, but it wasn't my candy, and he was super old. Speaking of hard candy, I had squirrels break into my college apartment over winter break in my senior year when I happened to have 21 pounds of hard candy that I got for my 21st birthday. Well, these squirrels went crazy on it, and I came back to find candy wrappers everywhere, but concentrated most heavily on my couch. I guess they were relaxing on my couch while destroying my candy supply. We found candy all over our apartment until the day we moved out. I found one piece under our toilet brush. How? It's not just people that steal candy, apparently. I knew a farmer who only had one light bulb. He would carry it around with him all the time, taking it from one room to another if he needed to. The company I work for won't buy us pens. Start using crayons. I don't have any crayons lying around at work, but I have filled out a record sheet in nothing but pink highlighter. Last night, this happened at a fair. The man at the front of the line for ice cream offered to pay for all the kids and the family behind him because he was taking a while to order. He gave the booth $40 and said whatever was left over should go to the charity. The church was running the ice cream booth. The people with the kids' ice cream totaled $21 and they insisted for the change back. It wasn't even their money. When the lady refused, Mum asked for the manager. What the frick? She didn't get the money, but she walked away teed off. To top it all off, the guy in front of her had already taken a while, hence his generosity, and then her bickering took even longer until they were moved off to the side, so a huge line behind her was teed off as well. She was a witch on multiple levels. Witchception. I work in a subway, and an evil woman came in one day. It was busy and she took forever to order, asking a million questions and complaining about everything while an entire line is behind her. She gets to pay, but, oh, I don't have enough money for that. The nice old man behind her offers to pay for food sincerely, and she thanks him. She goes to sit down and then gets up and complains to us while there's a busy line because she wants us to turn the ceiling fans off. They've never been off in the 3 years I worked there. To finally kick it off, she gets back up before leaving, orders two more footlongs, and pays for it with no problem, with the same wallet she said had no money in it. We were all shocked at this evil woman. See, our McDonald's is awesome. We had a similar situation where someone was slightly short on their meal. It was like £21.80, and they apparently only had 20 quid. So, the cashier was really nice and let them have it anyway. So the person behind gave the cashier the missing £1.80. Later, the same guy comes up to try and order a McFlurry. Midway through the order, the person who served them last walks over to the till and presses cancel. "I'm sorry, sir, we don't do free meals." He looks over and asks what he's talking about. "Well, you said you only had 20, remember? And you spent that." He looked like he was about to explode. It was brilliant. You can't con our McDonald's. I work at a hardware store. Someone came in needing parts for gas line repair. Once I got him set up with all the pipes and fittings, I asked if he had the right tape for it. You need a special type of Teflon tape to have the perfect seal and prevent gas leaks. He replied, no, can you get me some? I grabbed the tape and he asks why I grabbed the yellow tape, $4.99, instead of the blue tape, 99 cents. I told him that blue is for the water line and using it could very likely cause a gas leak. After trying to convince him for 10 minutes to just spend the $4 extra on something that would likely save his life, I walked away. I came back from my break, and it turns out the guy put back all of the black iron, gas pipes and fittings that I'd chosen for him, and got the galvanized steel, water pipes and fittings instead, for a total of $15 cheaper, as well as the blue tape. 2 weeks later, there was a story on the news about a guy whose house had a gas leak and exploded. Luckily, the man was out with his family at the time and no one was injured. I'm not sure if it was the same man from the store, but I think it's likely. In conclusion, a guy came into the hardware store for gas line repairs, ended up using pipes and fittings for water line instead of gas to save about $15 on a $250 purchase, possibly caused his house to explode. I mean, if it was the same guy, I think you have a lifetime license to be smug, right? Imagine going out of your way to save $15 and blowing up your house. And there's a reasonable chance he was too much of a cheapskate for insurance. I have a cousin who invited their friend over to their side of the family's house for Christmas dinner. She then charged her invited friend $5 for their meal. Who does that? I work at a casino and I'm constantly amazed at how many people raid ashtrays for the last bits of tobacco and cigarette butts. And I work in a bar where people will walk in and start drinking out of beers left out on the tables of regulars that go out for smokes and stuff until we catch them and throw them out. My best friend, in like first or second grade, invited me to spend the night at his house. When it was time to brush our teeth, I realized that I'd forgotten my toothbrush. He told his mum about it and I thought I was in luck when his mum brought us a brand new toothbrush, but she opened it, handed it to him, and told him to give me his old one. I was skeptical, but I used it. I have a friend who is full-on gluten intolerant. However, he's so cheap, he'll go to any lengths to avoid paying for food, or anything else. When he found out he could dumpster dive unlimited bread in San Francisco, that became the staple, nay, the entirety of his diet. He spends his days moaning in agony as his insides churn and roil, suffering from constant fiery diarrhea. Yet he continues to eat his glutinous meals merely because they're free.
So I guess you could say he's on a gluten-free diet then, eh?
You can submit your own stories to be featured here on the channel. The story submission link is in the description below. And if you want to listen to some vibey music in the background, check out Easy Mode, also linked below, and subscribe. Oh, I have a great one. My dad was scheduled to get a hip replacement, and the day before the operation, I came home to find him mowing the lawn with a push mower. He was grimacing in pain, and his face was red. When I asked him why the heck he was mowing, he replied, "I'm getting a new hip, so I wanted to wear the old one out and save the new one a mow." I lived with three other people during my junior year of college, and one of them insisted on keeping the AC off in the summer and the heat off in the winter, even though we lived in campus housing and didn't pay for any utilities, just so that she could prepare herself for the following year when she would be living in her own apartment and never using it to save money. I got fed up, found the manual for the thermostat online, and set it to never be allowed to go above a certain temperature in the summer and never go below a certain temperature in the winter.
Hey, I'm gonna make everyone suffer so that I'm used to suffering next year. Sounds like a really selfish person.
When my grandmother was alive, she would come and visit once or twice a year. This despite her having all sorts of medical complications like osteoporosis and kidney dialysis. She really loved her son. Anyway, when she arrived, she had a bag of frozen Olive Garden breadsticks with her for us kids. At that time in my life, I went, "Ew, gross." But now that she's passed, I asked my dad why she kept doing that. The answer was, "When she took you to Olive Garden once, you said to her that you really liked those breadsticks." I was shocked. Turns out Grandma wasn't so much cheap as old, weird, and crazy in love with her grandkids.
My grandma did something like this. I went to her house one time and she presented me with a giant jar of pennies. I was really confused. Turns out that 5 or 6 years earlier, when I was quite young, I told her I collected pennies. She kept every single penny she got since.
At IKEA, coffee is bottomless. Now a cup is free with the IKEA family card. But before that, it was like $2. My girlfriend's friend and her family would go in and buy one cup, and it would be passed along to each member to get their turn. They would apparently be there for hours socializing over a single cup of coffee.
This is actually a really clever way to pass on immunity to disease. Well, except for herpes. The herpes will always get ya.
My grandparents lived through the Depression. They waste nothing. Their freezer is a menagerie of ancient treasures. Last year we ate Thanksgiving at their house. My mum did all the cooking, but my grandma contributed a couple of desserts. One was a marshmallowy jello sort of thing with pistachios. When we got done eating, she proudly declared that it had been sitting in the freezer since 1996. She was afraid we'd find out and would waste it by not eating it. Weird thing is, it was still tasty as heck. Long story short, our grandmother fed us a 15-year-old pudding. I thought it was hilarious at the time, but it's kind of surprising we didn't get sick. My dad was actually annoyed that I found it odd at all. To give you an idea of what being raised in that house was like. This was when my grandparents were moving out of their house into a retirement home too, so they were being forced to use up what they'd saved for a long time. I think that probably played a part. They're both still alive today, Grandma's 92 and Grandpa's 94, so they must be doing something right. A lady I used to know was thrown out of a buffet for filling her purse with food. She was actually offended and called the manager. I went to a birthday dinner for my mother-in-law at a Filipino restaurant. Along with my wife and I, four of her friends were there. The friends ordered a mountain of food for the table. There were seven of us there, but if there were a dozen, we couldn't have finished it all. This was a bit irritating right off the bat because while I was happy to pitch in for her birthday dinner, I didn't want to pay 20% of the gosh darn feast from Westeros that they'd ordered. It would end up being over $200 worth of food. So then the check comes and I pitch in my credit card and three out of the four friends turn into statues, except the oldest gentleman who offers something like 15 bucks. I grab the bill and divide it by five, leaving out the dishes and drinks that my wife and I ordered for ourselves, and tally it up saying what everyone owes. Crickets.
I remind everyone that they were the ones who ordered this giant mountain of food in the first place, half of which is going to go to waste. To prevent awkwardness, my mother-in-law grabs the bill and runs off, leaving my credit card to go and pay it. My wife prevents me from stopping her and causing a scene. I quietly lay into the three deadbeats at the table for letting an elderly woman on a fixed income pay $200 plus bill for her own birthday dinner. I lose it and call them fricking moochers. And whoa, suddenly there's that scene that everyone was working so hard to prevent, with them screaming at me and me screaming back. The restaurant owners understandably intervened and tossed us all out. I go back in and apologize and explain what happened. The restaurant, to their credit, knocked 40% off the bill out of nothing more than kindness. Salo Salo Grill in Las Vegas get amongst it, and they cancel the charge on my mother-in-law's card, and I pick up the rest, which was still quite a bit, but I felt a lot better about it. Oh, again, maybe these other people had particular economic difficulties, but I can't imagine ever doing this to someone. What a bunch of cheapskates. My aunt and uncle once brought me out to eat with my cousins. We went to McDonald's and ordered one hamburger from the dollar menu and split it three ways with my cousins. That would make me more hungry than I started out. You were supposed to fight your cousins to the death for the right to consume the entire hamburger. My dad is a physics professor at a university, which if you know of this breed of humans, none of this might surprise you. He, and I'll swear to all that's sacred, goes to the cafeteria on campus and makes a meal out of the free condiments. Mexican-style chip salsa, chopped onion packets, crackers, etc. Then he'll call me to brag about it. Another one he does, he found a store that sells expired food for a ridiculously low price. He said he spent $20 and now has microwavable popcorn for life. My dad never buys new tires, he buys used ones that the shop keeps when people replace them. He gets the tires for super cheap after negotiating them for like $15 to $20. The best part is that he avoids driving to not waste gas so much that the tires never actually wear out, they just rot. When he feels like splurging, he'll buy a pork shoulder, which is a lot of meat for $7 to $10. He cuts off all the meat and grinds it, along with free condiments from a cafeteria, into a cylinder shape that he wraps with shopping bags from a store. Then he freezes it. When he wants some, he slices some pieces off, like patties, and sautés them. In its own oil, of course. This will last him months. One time he called me while I was cooking. He asked me what I was making and I said that I was cooking spaghetti. He said that spaghettis are about three times the price per mass as rice and throwing away my money. He doesn't use toilet paper, just water, which I suppose is actually cleaner anyway.
Actually, using water to wash your post-crappy butt is a very common method throughout the world, especially in poorer countries where the people don't have enough to obtain or rather spend resources on other things than toilet paper. I'm sure there are many methods. The one I have used when overseas as follows. You crap while hovering and keep the butt cheeks apart. This reduces the crap-to-skin contact. Also, hemorrhoids. Then you get a little bucket or a large cup and use it to run water down your butt crack while bent forward. If you can, lather up your hands with soap and use your fingers. Rinse, and then wash your hands. My daily routine is set so that I shower after my morning craps anyway, and it works out fine. This method avoids the use of paper, and your butt is cleaner than with toilet paper. It has been pointed out to me that crap can get stuck under your nails, but you keep your fingernails short and clean when using this method.
I had a bunch of cheap Bic pens when I worked as a server at Applebee's. I left one with the table so they could sign the receipt. I watch the dad sign it, get up, start walking away with his family, then turn around 6 feet later, go back to the table, and pocket my pen.
My 10th birthday present from my grandmother was a single expired McDonald's coupon.
Are they the Dursleys?
My best friend in middle school wanted to go to Outback Steakhouse for his birthday, so his parents and four friends loaded up and drove the 45 minutes. We all ordered our food and an order was placed for an appetizer of cheese fries that we would all share. The birthday boy goes first and gets a huge freaking portion, literally two-thirds of the cheese fries, and makes sure to take all the cheese with it. All that was left were the bare remnants. No big deal. I'm cool, it's free food anyway. When the time to pay comes, the dad asks me and the other kids for $20 each. I ask why, and he says, well, for your portion of the appetizer, your food, your drink, and for the birthday boy's food as well. I flat out refuse, and he threatens that maybe you should call your mum to drive 45 minutes to pick you up. I was 14 at the time.
I can't even imagine myself accepting money from a child, never mind straight up forcing them to pay for their meal plus part of someone else's. That's ridiculous.
I mean, this way, the parents aren't even paying for their own child's birthday meal. Classy. Work dinner party. There are about 25 of us coming. Potluck. The co-worker says, I'll bring the wine. She brings 4 open bottles, each between 1/3 and 2/3 full. My stepdad keeps all the toilet paper in his room. We have 2 bathrooms, and every time the toilet paper runs out in my bathroom, I have to ask for a new roll, which then goes on to 20 minutes of getting yelled at that I'm wasting paper. I feel like I have to apologize for pooping. Even if I try to use the other bathroom, I get yelled at for using their bathroom when I have my own. I had a friend in college who never spent more than $10 a week on food, because she knew when and where all the events with free food were on campus. I aspire to have that level of commitment. I mean, I call that frugal, not cheap. You're paying a buttload for tuition and other expenses. Part of these free meals comes from tuition money. So it's not really free, it's more like prepaid. In college, that's not just cheap, that's smart. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. Put the playlist on in the background to finish listening to all the stories, or if you want some vibey music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Genius, give Am I the Jerk a shot. Everything linked in the description.